Living on the road, my friend.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. We're still at the State House in Montgomery. We'll be back in the Fairhope Bureau tomorrow, barring any unforeseen circumstance. But a real quick show note before we get to our next guest, Caroline Dobson, scheduled to join the show, running for the 2nd Congressional District. So make sure you tune in for that. But joining us now, always a pleasure to bring on this next guy. He is the Lieutenant Governor of Alabama, but Will Ainsworth joining us here in the State House. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. Just been a lot of meetings. Started off with a breakfast meeting this morning with Senator Britt, and went and toured a medical device company in Alabama or in Montgomery, and then came here. Just got done meeting with Hoover and some different things. So just a normal day in a life of the Lieutenant Governor, but busy right now with session, and but things are going well. So always good to be on the show.
Running the Senate, the House has, you know, been tied up in gambling for 2 weeks, but Senate's been passing some bills, and, you know, it's business as usual, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Senate's been good. We kind of ran into gridlock yesterday for the first time where Senator Smitherman was filibustering, and, you know, we finally just adjourned, so we didn't get anything really accomplished yesterday other than just, you know, normal, we did a few, I think, resolutions. I don't think we did any local bills, did some House messages, but literally, you know. But other than that, we've been, you know, doing pretty good. I mean, so we've got some good things passed. Probably the thing I think will have the biggest impact, I know you mentioned Caroline Dobson coming up right in that race, is a thing called ballot harvesting. We passed right. That bill. And the reason that matters is it's going to, you know, if you look at kind of what happened in the presidential election, you know, how many years ago that was, you know, Trump versus Biden. I mean, I think certainly ballot harvesting went on across the country. We think that could go on in Alabama, especially, you know.
Well, I think it's been going on for years in Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, yeah, and so I think with that, we want to stop it. And, you know, we got that passed. I think sent a strong message. And we tried to pass some conservative legislation with that. Senator Reid had a parent's right to know. Basically, you know, whether it's curriculum, what your kids are teaching, you know, they've got to get that out there. I think that's good. You know, Senator Elliott, you know, one of my favorite people in Montgomery, he's from your part of the world, but he's always fighting for conservative values. But I think with his library as well as
archives.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, both of those are needed. You know, and I think, you know, it's finally, and here's the thing, like, who in the world are these parents out there that think it's okay to have pornographic images in a library?
I mean, who are these librarians? You know, it's like this, I got a library science degree, you don't, I'm going to tell you what your kids, is appropriate for your kids. It's just, that's not the way I think people think of the way government's supposed to work, right? It's consent to the governed, and that's far from it.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, I think so. The idea to restructure the boards to change these things, we need it, right? Because Alabama is not going to put up with that. We don't want that. I mean, we're a conservative state. And here's what everybody out there needs to realize. We got to fight to keep it conservative. People are moving to Alabama not because we're liberal, not because we have high taxes. They're moving here because our taxes are low. It's a conservative state. We don't put up with garbage like that.
Right.
Right. If that stuff comes on, we say, no way. You can go to a liberal state. And we're not going to let a few liberal people turn our state, you know, liberal. We're going to keep it conservative. And I think, you know, this legislation we're passing to protect integrity of our elections, to make sure we, you know, fight to make sure boards and are protecting our library. I mean, this is important. I mean, and we've got to make sure we do that.
That's the frustration. I think it started in North Shelby County Library, and they go in, and it's Pride Month, and you go in, and there's a big Pride Month display. And like, fine, but, like, who asked permission? Or, I mean, are like, you know, like, they do this in California and liberal states, fine, but they probably had, like, a town hall meeting, and they all came to a consensus, yeah, this is a good thing we should do. In Alabama, this stuff, and it's happening down on the coast, it you know, drag queen story hour or whatever, like, we didn't say that was okay. They never even asked us. It's just like these bureaucrats, and it's not just libraries, but it's a lot of other government agencies, just kind of decide what's appropriate for us, and I think that's where the pushback comes from.
Yeah, no doubt, and I think at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I think, you know, it's Alabama is going to push back on anything that's not conservative. We got to keep doing that. Really proud of the senators for, you know, leading the charge on this. And we've got to keep doing that because, like I said, when I talk to people that moved to Alabama, they told me they got tired of what's going on in their state. You know, I mean, during COVID, they got tired of their businesses being shut down. They got tired of having to wear masks just to go to a restaurant. They got tired of schools being shut down and their kids not being educated. You know, now it's they're sick of high taxes. They're sick of the, sanctuary cities, right? I mean, good for us. We're going to continue to push back on this stuff, but we better not cave in on these small things that let us continue to chip away. And that's what I think the other side, the left's trying to do is, you know, go in and, hey, if we can infiltrate libraries and educate kids and make this the norm, I mean, no way.
It's culture, right? And as Andrew Breitbart, that the politics is downstream from culture. But it's even in Alabama, these cultural institutions aren't immune from this liberal creep into the system and trying to, you know, I think they think they're making differences here, and that's what we got to be on guard against, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we're going to continue to push back. And, you know, and then we're excited about some of the issues we're working on. I mean, you know, I think right now from a business climate, you know, Alabama continues to, you know, be one of the top states. But one of the big things, and I know we talked about this before, but one of the things that we've got to figure out is getting – you know, people trained in Alabama for jobs. And, you know, we've got a workforce development package. We're going to move that after we come back from spring break. So the first week of April, but it's really going to transform our state. We're going to have a new diploma that came out of discussion from down in your part of the world at the Baldwin Preparatory Academy that I think is going to be the best public school for training students in the Southeast. And, you know, the idea is like, why are we having these kids that are going to be trained to be a welder, machinist, you know, plumber, you know, whatever, electrician? Why are we having them spend so much time in the classroom? Is there a way to have a diploma that can actually have them spend more time learning the trade and skill? Because I can tell you this, I'm in the construction business. Best way for somebody to be a plumber is not read about it and not study about it.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah. And so let's get like that 45% of the people in the state that aren't getting a 2 or 4 year degree, let's train them. And, you know, so I'm excited about that. I think it's really going to move the needle.
Where do we go wrong here? Do we at some point in education, Alabama just put such an emphasis on college prep?
Yeah.
And it just, you know, because you were told, and I grew up in this, you know, we're only a few years apart, but like you want to be successful, you have to go to college. And, you know, like my grandparents could never imagine going to college. And my dad just gets through college on the GI Bill. And then we get to this point in society where everyone's expected to go to college, right? But then, as it turns out, you know, take away from other areas of the economy.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people don't like to talk about the past or what we did wrong. But in the 90s, Alabama got it wrong. You know, I'm going to say that again. Alabama got it wrong in the 90s. What did we do wrong? Okay, let's look at this. In the 90s, which I was in high school, the question was, how are you doing in your ACT? Where are you going to college? Everything was geared towards college. If you wanted to be successful, if you wanted to get a job, you had to go to college. But more than that, what did the state do to get it wrong? They said, okay, if you want to graduate and get a diploma, now we're going to up the number of math and science you have to take from 3 in high school to 4 math and 4 sciences, because everything was like viewed towards the academic side. They totally forgot about the trades. So what was the impact? We killed workforce development and trades in the 90s, because what happened was in the 90s, most of the time you had to drive to a tech school, a trade school. So in Boaz, you had to drive to Gunnersville, 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back, that's an hour. Then we said, oh, wait a minute, your senior year, we're adding 2 classes, another math and science, that you're probably not going to be using in life, right? I mean, honestly. And so now that's 3 hours of class time they lost learning to trade. What happened was it killed our workforce development and trade program in the 90s. And, you know, you can talk to people in education, and they point back to that decision. So we want to undo that. You know, we want to say, hey, let's take that back where if, and have a different diploma. And, you know, and it's, you know what? What a great way to make a living using your hands, right? And using your God-given ability and your passion out there. And let's let the purpose of education be to get ready, people ready for a job, not for college. So we really got it wrong. And it's been fun to work on this. The reason it's fun is just because I believe everybody, you know, has a God-given ability and passion and purpose. And let's help them figure it out. And then what I think we'll see is people not dependent on government. People dependent on themselves and a job. And, you know, that's what makes America and Alabama great.
Well, and the other part, I guess, component beyond high school, the 2-year colleges, and for a while there, for a period, it seemed like the trades really kind of that's where you went to go learn a trade was the 2-year college. But then you kind of figured out, well, why are we waiting until after high school? You could get started on this earlier.
Yeah, you're dead on. And I think even like from where I was from, talking about even the 2-year colleges, you know, I think had it wrong back in the day, right? Because they, you know, a lot of them were feeder colleges.
Right.
So you went to Snead State. And I don't remember when I was there, I took great books. I didn't want to take it at Auburn.
Yeah.
You know, I took
maybe
calculus or something, right? And then you got the hard stuff out of the way, you know. And but I don't remember there being any technical stuff you could do that. Now the community colleges have stepped up to the plate. Now, to the high school point, we have some dual enrollment stuff. But we also want to really invest in our high schools and have not only the new diploma, but ways to get them trained. And man, I think it's going to be a game changer. I mean, because if imagine this, if we as a state can have, there's 55,000 high school students, all right? Half don't go to 2 or 4-year college. So that's, let's just say 27,000. You know, if we can get that population trained, man, we're going to be turning away businesses because we're going to have such an advantage because there's not a state really that's doing it well on getting students trained. And I want us to be number one on that. And I think we can.
Well, and let's talk trades here in particular. Like, where is there, what fields do we need in Alabama? Where does that, because, I mean, you know, we need plumbers, carpenters, and all that, but I got to think to the numbers. What do they tell us?
Yes. I mean, what we're going to do is, like, have a, you know, right now it's just kind of whoever's the local school person decides that, you know, we can do better. And so we want to have a workforce development cabinet position that's going to be a consolidation, some things, so we're not adding a person, have a board that's managing that, and then we also want to use data that says, okay, it's going to do it by regional workforce councils. So down where y'all are, y'all've got Airbus, Austell, right? You know, up in North Alabama, you've got more of like an aerospace, engineering, more technical stuff. But, you know, what we want to do is make sure that each region of the state is training people appropriately because it's not a one answer across the state. Each region's different.
Right.
And we've got to like really dial that in. And I think what we want to do is say, okay, in, you know, the Mobile Baldwin County area, you know, obviously hospitality, restaurant industry's huge, right? With tourism. You've got a huge thing with manufacturing, right? And so when you get people trained, they're going to have to learn that stuff. But what we're going to do is have this program that the governor's office is working on, a guy named Nick Moore. And it's going to say, okay, you know, we need 100 machinists, but we're only training 50. Well, then now we can say, okay, we're going to up that 50 to meet the needs of industry. And we're actually going to have a systematic way to do it instead of just guessing. Or the local teacher just saying, well, I think we need another 20 cosmetologists. Well, okay, let's have data back it up. So I think that'll be a huge change. I know that's way in the weeds and probably really boring for everybody out there, but it's going to actually make a difference because we're going to say, okay, in this region, are we meeting the needs of industry? If we're not, we're going to up our game to make sure we do that because that's really what we're trying to do. I want Airbus headquarters to come to Mobile. I want Airbus to double or triple their size, and they've got a great chance to do that. I saw United the other day, you know, is looking to order more Airbuses because of, you know, the mishaps with Boeing. Right. And so, I mean, you know, they really, I know they're supposed to potentially double what they're doing. They could even triple their capacity. So I want to make sure as a state that we have the workforce needed for their growth. And then also on the corporate headquarters side, I want to get them, man. I want them to come to Alabama, and we're trying to work on that as well. So
yeah, it's just, you know, in the 80s, well, you know, most of the last century, right? It was textile mills and, you know, and the economy changes and goes back and forth. But it's not just cheap labor, but it's having the workforce that knows how to do what it needs to do. And that's, you see this, like, this is a problem in a lot of places, including Baldwin County.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, that's real important, you know, a lot of people don't understand the STEM side, right? I mean, but when you look at it, 40% of the jobs they're predicting will be displaced in the next 10 years because of technology. And so we talk about having students that are trained on technology, you know, on STEM stuff, real important. And, you know, also the fastest growing industry in the next 10 years is supposed to be cybersecurity. And so we put a lot of emphasis on the cybersecurity side on how can Alabama be a national leader. But you think about another country, you know, if they want to attack America or Alabama, I mean, they go after, you know, there's a lot of ways they could attack us on the cyber side. So I'm hoping we can have a lot of really smart people that start getting, you know, exposed to this in high school. and then can get trained on the cyber side to protect our schools, protect our government, protect our businesses. And that's kind of a different field, something I know nothing about, right, other than I know I want to make sure we have people prepared for that for the future.
Real quick, we just got a couple more minutes here, but the school choice effort, you feel good about it?
I love it, man. I feel good about it. I think, and the reason I say I love it, there's so much momentum. You know, I think we're going to get it done. I'm going to go all in. I'm already all in, but I mean, we will be full throttle to make sure we get this done. But the winners for this is the parents in Alabama. You know, how about that? The fact we're going to finally have a real school choice with ESAs. And I think, you know, that is a game changer. Now, I want to say this. People need to understand this is not a silver bullet that is going to solve all our educational woes in Alabama. I think it's a 5 to 10% fix for our state. And we still have other things we need to do. We need to have a vibrant charter school, program.
Let me just stop you there. I mean, do you worry about this, that if the results don't really show a significant change, that the anti-school choicers, teachers union, school boards, et cetera, say, hey, we told you so. This isn't the way to go about it. You just need to give us all that money and we'll figure it out.
Well, of course. I mean, there's one thing that every teacher or principal I talk to, for the most part, right, superintendent, they always say the same thing. You know what it is? I need more money.
Oh, yeah. Understand that money for the school children.
Right. And so, I mean, it's like, okay, well, we've had record budgets in our state, but yet we haven't had, you know, record growth in how our students are doing on academic performance.
Right.
And so, sure, they're going to fight that. They're going to fight anything that takes money out. But here's the deal. It is the right thing to do, because this isn't about public, private, whatever. This is about a parent making a right decision for their child. And I will argue that until I die, that is the right decision, because a parent knows best. And they really ought to have that option. And I think it is a flawed system for you just to be zoned for a school and you not to have an out. I mean, you know, like if you're zoned for just a school that's failing and you have no out, you know, out of that school system, we're doing that child and that family a disservice in Alabama. And I want to fix it. And so this is one of the ways to do that.
Governor, got to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you for stopping by this morning, and we'll be in touch in the future.
Always great to be on. Appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, we got to get one more break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.